Check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 18, Pretoria, Rustenburg, and Polokwane 22 degrees. It's all systems go for the first sitting of the National Assembly of the 7th Parliament this morning. Now, the latest developments, six parties, including the EFF and the UDM, say they've informed the ANC that they will negotiate as a collective and not as individual parties to form a government of national unity.
Our offer is still stands that we can constitute the parliament and elect presiding officers and also elect a president, as long as we exclude these other forces that represents colonialism and apartheid. And that is our position that we are consolidating and that we're going to negotiate together in terms of how we deal with this question.
That's EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, meanwhile, says the ANC will not retreat on its decision to form a government of national unity. He says the ANC wants to work with as many parties as possible.
We are in no position to govern this country alone. We need to work with others. Where we are not in charge, like in KwaZulu-Natal, we leave it to those who are above us to provide leadership.
Helen Ziller, who's the chairperson of the DA Federal Council, meanwhile says talks are still ongoing between the party and the ANC.
We are to the last limit. We thought at 2 o'clock this morning we had an agreement. This morning it turned out not to be the case. So we are going to have to work till the very last minute to get an agreement in place that we can all live with in good faith and that builds trust between the parties so that no parties think they're having the wool pulled over their eyes.
Now, at the same time, the Gauteng Provincial Legislature will this morning hold a special sitting in Johannesburg to elect the Speaker, Premier and Deputy Speaker of its 7th administration. Masechaba Sefularo has more.
It's expected coalition agreements in the Hang provinces will follow the model that is decided at national level. Some analysts have previously said the numbers favour an ANC-DA partnership in Gauteng. Today's sitting comes amid strained relations between the ANC and EFF at the province's metros after the EFF's Nkululeko Tunga was fired from his finance MMC post by Ekurhuleni Mayor Nkosindiphile Qhakaza. Meanwhile, the ANC has announced Banyaza Lesufi, who has been at the helm since 2022, as their premier candidate. Masechaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
In other news, the police's National Counterfeit Goods Unit seized over 7,000 counterfeit items with an estimated value of 6.6 million rand at a counterfeit goods manufacturing plant in Johannesburg yesterday. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says items imitating well-known brands, including shoes, clothing, makeup and handbags, were seized. She adds that it's the biggest counterfeit manufacturing plant bust in the past year. And the United Nations Climate Change Chief Executive Secretary Simon Steele says nations have a very steep mountain to climb ahead of the COP29 summit in November. Developing countries, excluding China, are estimated to need over 36 billion rand annually by 2030 to cope with climate change. I'm Chanel September. More news in our next bulletin at 11. Or go to jackarandfm.com and click on news.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.